be, now that you finally had a chance, you guys sat around for so long, you waited, you got to see the guys out here for a while, just 5 days in, productive so far?
Well, it's been great to have the players back around in the building. You know, this is what we do for a living. We are coaches, so it's great to have them. It was a long off season without them, and it's nice to have them back in here.
Do you like the tempo and speed you've seen so far?
Yeah, you know, we have to adjust. The players need to adjust and learn the tempo that Coach Fox wants them to go through. He doesn't want to be out here all day long. You know, we're going to have a schedule. We're going to come out here. He wants them to, he calls them mini games, and just come out with a good tempo and fly around and get our work done. When we're done, we'll go in.
How similar is the offense now to what it was the last years that you were in Carolina, or is it more like the offense that you had the last couple of years here in Denver?
Well, it's going to be a combination of both. And then also we have some coaches, you know, Dave obviously in tight camp from Carolina, you know, Adam Gase and Eric Studisville, they brought in their ideas too. So it's our offense, you know, that the entire staff has put together in the offseason, and we got plenty of new things that we're working with and kind of seeing what our players do best. So you'll see plenty of stuff that we've done here the past couple of years, a lot of things we did in Carolina because it's the same system. Things are called differently, but then we're going to add plenty of things that, you know, as an offensive staff, we think that our players can execute.
Is it the same system but a different point of emphasis trying to get back to the ground game more?
Well, we all know Coach Fox wants to run the football, and we've always had a two-headed monster in the backfield since, you know, 2002 when I started working with him back then, and we always had two guys that want to run the football, and it doesn't matter who's in the game, we're going to keep doing it, and you know, and then, you know, you build the passing game off of that also.
Statistically, how do you measure progress throughout the season?
Through the season?
From last year.
In what regards? You mean right now from where we are? Or
production in regards to last year.
We haven't played any games, so I can't really answer that yet, really, to be honest with you. Because we're still learning, we're still installing our system. So we're on an install system that's going to be 14 days or 14 installs, you know, and so we're only 8 days into it. So it's a matter of just kind of everyone's learning things, and the quarterbacks and then actually the entire offense are doing a nice job with that. But, you know, when we start, you know, the live bullets start coming, we'll figure out, you know, who really understands what we're doing.
Wait, you did guys, you have to adjust that because of the lockout
situation, the install period? Well, we had a plan. We have a plan for what we want to do and what type of offense we want to have here. So we are throwing a ton at the team. Is it too much? Possibly. But, you know, we can't rep everything that we want to do, but we're still installing things and just letting them know, hey, we're going to come back to this. But the key thing for the players is to understand the core concepts. And, you know, we're going to have a number of those, and then everything will be built off of that. So it's a lot for the players, and they've done a great job. You know, they're going to make some mistakes. We understand that. The other thing for our staff is we don't know everything the defense is doing. You know, we didn't have the mini camp. We didn't have the OTAs against them. So it's great for us, too, as coaches. We're making some adjustments on the fly, too, during practice. And there's some things we have to adjust to on a daily basis. So, it's a mini game for us as coaches also.
Does that change the way you evaluate players because you know there's going to be a few more mistakes than other camps in previous years?
Well, yeah, but we're in the meetings with them plenty of times, so we get them on the board, do certain things with them. The key thing is they make progress. And you got to evaluate, you know, on a talent level, one, in an execution level, and then also mental. You know, is it the same guy making a number of mistakes? You know, and you have to give them a little bit of flexibility also. You know, the first night we only had a couple hours of meetings, we're out in a full practice the next day. So it's going to come with time. We got to be patient and understand that they're going to make some mistakes, and that's all part of learning. We got a bunch of young players here right now.
How different a camp is it for JD and Zane this year? How much do they help Orlando considering they went through? He's won through last year.
The great thing about those two guys is the way they work and the way they got better every game last year. You know, from week to week, you could see them making progress. So it's night and day for them. And the good thing is, you know, the hardest part for them, I should say, is that the terminology, the communication part of how Dave calls certain things, how they're going to call certain fronts and the adjustments they're making, that's the hard part for them. But when they hear a play, they know how to execute. It's a matter of, you know, being on the same page with how Dave wants to call things up front for the offensive line.
Coach, speaking of terminology, and I apologize if you answered this already.
No problem.
How much did you keep the stuff the same as what you called it last year, which may be different from what you called it in previous years, just to keep the continuity the same for the terminology for the guys?
I'm guessing on this, but maybe 70%. We have plenty of things that, as an offensive staff, whether it was myself or someone else on the staff that wanted to do in the past that we haven't done, that we were going to install. So I'd probably say close to 70% of it. If, I mean, that's hard to put an exact number on it, but somewhere around there.
Coach, this is your first full year calling plays. What did you learn from the last four games of last year that you can carry over to this season?
Good players make good coaches. When they execute the plays, because there's no perfect plays. You know, in the player's defense also, hey, there's going to be some bad calls in there where the defense is going to run certain things that take plays away. So you just gotta take it one play at a time and keep on going week from week. And you can't ever worry really about one call because, you know, the defense, you know, they do their homework too. So.